Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, everybody. We have a special episode for you today.
We have such a special episode. We actually had an episode with this guy before. We made him stick something in his ass, and then we lost the episode. He's the great, the amazing, the hilarious Big J Okerson.
Oh, hey. What was the results of my ass thing?
You were hot.
You had a really hot ass.
You were hot in the tush, honey.
Fair enough.
I think you were a degree below Lewis. Yeah, he had the hottest
Lewis
ass.
Lewis had a temperature that day, I think. I swear to God. He's over 100 degrees. Your ass should be the same as your mouth, I'm pretty sure.
That's the Latino spice.
Yeah.
My ass and mouth are the same, a lot of people tell me.
Yeah. I think I had hotter mouth than pussy. We did our pussies. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
I had hotter mouth than pussy.
Yeah, Alex had like a flaming pussy.
Yeah,
right?
She had a hot
pussy. I had a good hot pussy.
I was almost ashamed of mine. I was like, is this thing on? Well, is mine dead?
Although when someone describes someone's pussy as warm, it's always complimentary, but I've never heard someone go like, it was actually hot to the touch, like uncomfortable.
like that kind of
hot where it feels like it's super cold for a second, then you realize it's hot.
You had to put toothpaste around it to let it heal.
I love how our bit was also just a medical thing, and if somebody had a fever that high, we would have to be like, no, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
It's actually serious.
Just failed protocol now.
Yeah.
We were thinking about selling our double-sided Q-tip at Skankfest, auctioning one off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. One swab.
One side
one
dipped
swab
in
on each
Kim,
pussy. You never know who's who.
One side dipped in me.
In a glass case and auctioning it.
It's going to be funny if, like, in the days of waiting for that, if one of them turns a color, and one of you are going to be like, oh, no.
But at least
which
we
one of us
know
has a
who
problem?
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, you would know.
It's a fun mystery. We wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. No. Yeah, you both go. Yeah.
Once you flip that Q-tip,
once
you
lose
it.
Once you put it in, we spin it, and we let it go.
I like it.
Yeah.
We might do it. I don't know. We'll think about it. The double Q.
That'll move, for sure.
You think we're going to need to bring a whole package of Q-tips?
How much do you think we can make off of it?
If you guys just throw in, I mean.
An auction. Biggest bidder buys.
If you guys want to spend a half hour, I'd say you get a hundo pack of Q-tips. Just take turns dunking and then throw it into a thing and then
sell them for $100.
I mean,
bucks
the
each.
Smallest little plastic single serve. You know, in the hotels, have a little single size Q-tip bag?
Yeah.
$50 a piece.
Whoa.
$50.
So you're saying our merch at Skankfest. You're saying our pussies. The smell of them, sending them to a fan is only worth $25 a piece.
Smell could be almost nothing. What they're really just getting is the knowledge of
what happened to it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a guy
licking a dildo or smelling a dildo while he's jerking off. I have to assume it's not because he loves plastic dicks. It's because he's like, oh, this has been.
Yeah, and
in
I
the
also
joint.
I think the item itself impacts the price. So we're doing it with a Q-tip, which is like one of the cheapest things. Like if we got a double-sided dildo and dipped each one in, that would be worth fucking
$10,000. Yeah.
All right, Alex, you're with child. Could you please?
The baby can hear you.
Show a little goddamn respect for the child.
You know, Alex has been so rude with this pregnancy. She looks incredible. I don't know if you can see her knockers.
She's glowing.
She's glowing. Her tits are fat. Her hair is shiny. Like, things are happening for this bitch. And she also looks incredible.
Skin flawless.
Skin flawless. Hair shining. Tits titting. And this bitch has a nerve to come around me and complain that she's fat when she looks like me, like when I wake up in the morning before I eat. And all I hear is her being like, I'm disgusting. I should kill myself.
You're having body dysmorphia too, because that's not true, because she's gaining it in the exact pregnant way. She's got like a bump in her belly.
I'm like, it's all here. And it's weird for me because we did look back on my Instagram earlier, and it's like, I used to be absolutely like flat as a board. Like,
yeah,
my
like
stomach.
Bone thin.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Kimmy, at your heaviest I've ever seen you, you're at best thick.
No, thick with a few extra C's, though. I've been thick.
Are you on Brendan Schaub's network?
yeah.
Thick with three extra C's.
Thick with five C's.
It's also crazy that we think of things like this, because if you look at what kind of comments we get on the internet, it's like, everybody is like, Alex, gain a few pounds. Kim, you look so fucking hot. I want to put my face in between your ass cheeks.
You're reading what you want to read. Every time I look at the comments, they're like, Kim's a fat pig and Alex is a skinny queen.
You guys,
we're just
really
reading the ones that are
reading opposite.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It only takes one negative.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, it only takes, if they don't say something that bothers me, I don't feel anything. Like, they can't give me a new one.
Yeah.
But things that I already feel, I'm like,
oh yeah, when they hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
For me, it's always like, I saw him do this joke before. Is this guy not even right?
Like, ouch.
Yeah, it's a process, people.
Yeah, you're like, you saw me do it last week.
Yeah.
So I thought you come to every one of my shows and now you're online hating on me somehow.
That's the sound you got to make. You got to become that kind of person. I'm sorry. Get a life then. Don't watch my things.
Yeah, it really goes all the way back to the beginning. It goes from watch my things to watch my things less. Please.
But also, anybody, it's funny when they get mad and like they'll say things like, the show sucks lately and I don't like the way, you know, whatever kind of negative like that. It's like, that means they're listening to every episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So whatever it is, they're still listening and they're not going to stop.
I think it's funny when a guy who already follows me will message me and be like, see, women aren't funny. And I'm like, you've been following me for 10 years. So something about my
I'm
page.
Double checking.
And my comment, you know them because they always are the same username. And it's sometimes when you kind of can tell, it's like, it's all like its own group. They all kind of have the same profile. It'll be like a gray dog out of a cartoon. You know what I mean? It's all kind of the same vibe.
Right.
But it's very, very interesting.
I like when you get it from someone and you can absolutely see that they're just a great person in every other way in their life.
Oh,
I get it from a lot of family men.
Someone's like a shit. Yeah, and then you see them as like with their dog
with
and
a
it's
baby
like,
and a wife
it's like
and everything.
So amazing to spend this time with my family and everything.
God
Why
is
are you
good.
So
God is great. Sundays, baby.
But
and then you look in your messages and he's like, I hope every woman dies, burn you kind. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, it's kind of what you said, though. You could fall into it. When we talked on Bonfire about Screech, I watched the Dark Side of Comedy with Screech, and it's like, I've always dismissed him as just like, oh, what a loser. And then he did the porn tape. And when they did this documentary, I was like, hey, he's sort of a tragic figure. He really never had a shot.
He's more sad. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a sad thing. You're like, oh, it's actually like, I feel bad that when I saw him, I was kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll feel bad when I write back because I have before. You know, sometimes they get you and you go like, fuck off, or, you know, fuck yourself. Or sometimes I just take their screen recording and then I zoom into their face of how ugly they are and I put it on my social media and just let everyone make fun of them.
That's not a bad move either.
Yeah.
Well, I always like there's the quick turnaround too they do. One recently was great because
Oh, the apology after?
Yeah, but one was great because it wasn't very much of an apology. It was the first thing. I never saw any of his texts until the one I'll tell you, but he'd already texted me a thing like, hey, are you ever coming to Montreal? Blah, 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 like a year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a year later, I did Montreal and I did the Marc Maron gala. Mm-hmm. He goes, saw you at the Marc Maron gala. You absolutely sucked. So disappointing. And I was like, and that was written 2 months
after. He built
you
up too much. He was waiting a whole year to see you.
You're right. but it was also, that was 2 months after the festival. So
right.
I go, what made you wait 2 months to say something? And then like a week later, he writes, my wife. I go, your wife said, give it 2 months. And then if you still feel that way, send it. So then the next day he sends back a long thing. And it's just the funniest. I won't find it. But it's long. But it's like, hey, dude, I really want to apologize for that last text I sent or that first message, man. He goes, that's not cool, you know. Maybe you were tanking it because the crowd was like kind of shitty from the get go, or maybe, you know, look, maybe it wasn't your best day. He's like, you know, I'm a fan, dude. He goes, I was just sort of really had high hopes. I was really excited to see, and it was just very disappointing. But
not a disappointed. No.
Wow,
it was just so funny. I didn't ask for an apology at all. He's just like, actually, you sucked, but like it was probably
just a
day.
Take that back.
Which is just funny because you're like, by the way, I'd never think those Canadian TV shows, the festival, go that great, but it was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't go out there to do anything more than fine, and it was fine. But like, he was just like, it was a nightmare. I had to watch that.
I'll tell you one thing: the people who are on social media are not who they are in real life. I made the mistake of scrolling back to the beginning of my Instagram recently. like my when I got Instagram, it was my first year of college. Instagram came out, and so it's like who I was as a 19-year-old child, mm-hmm. and I was so surprisingly basic, Jay. It would shock you.
Kim was so basic; it's actually horrifying.
It would
give examples.
Shock you? Like, can we pull up my Instagram?
Did you know I got a basic bitch tattoo? I got
the feather, you don't.
The feather
let me
with
see.
The birds.
Feather with the birds is pretty basic. Oh,
that's
Jay.
Pretty
wow.
basic. I got a basic tattoo.
But I said,
too.
Let me get a basic bitch tattoo.
And I think that. This is. We've both got some basic bitch.
Oh
tattoos.
Yeah, dolphin on the. Yeah, that's basic.
I got kintsugi, which was cool before it became like a Tumblr meme. I got this. Oh, yeah. And then it became like a white girl Tumblr meme, and I was like, ugh.
You don't want to explain to everybody that you're a trailblazer
yeah,
for your tattoo.
Yeah, not me being first. The first basic. I was the first basic. But yeah, I went back in my Instagram, and my
Do
posts
you
were like.
One at a time, or?
Let's just, can we go to the bottom? Did you go to the bottom?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
you wanted to not show your very first post ever because it was just
a close-up picture
of your boyfriend at the time's face.
Okay.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Which is also basic to begin with.
The principal, yeah. It was the principal of my school. Very basic. So right below, yeah, this is bad. So my first ever post was just
a calzone?
Yeah, a calzone.
Is that you? I thought that was an Asian black woman in the picture there.
That is me.
Is that you?
Yeah. Isn't that
wow.
nuts?
It doesn't even... I mean,
but the sad part is the likes.
Kim, you
go
look,
to the calzone.
You
How
look
many...
younger now than you
no,
look
no,
in that photo,
that.
By the way.
How many likes did the calzone get?
Zero. Two.
Two likes.
That's sad. And it was just a calzone. Go up.
By the way, it looks like a pretty sick calzone.
Go to the beer picture. Hold on.
The people drinking?
No, the one of just the beer.
Yeah.
Look at the caption.
Drinking alone. Hashtag don't judge me.
Who is this?
Sad. Remember we were saying you're drinking alone.
Click on the group of people. The caption.
Times I'll never remember with people I'll never forget.
I'm sorry. Is
Aww.
She a poet?
Aww.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
This
everybody
is not good.
You everybody you know, by the way, has terrifying eyes. Go back to that picture.
I think it was this. It was a filter that.
Did
was...
you guys watch the Ring video as a group?
If you look at this picture, fat college me comes and haunts you for 7 days. Just tries to stay at your house for a while.
Comes out of the TV and asks if you have snacks.
Yeah. Dude, I was also the thickiest in college. I was drinking pitchers of beer alone.
Wait, where are you? Is the flowery dress?
Yeah, that's me.
It doesn't even look like it's
you
like,
look younger
go back,
today.
Go
I
up,
don't know what to say.
Go up, go no. Up.
That's crazy.
Keep going, keep going. No, let's just not click random ones. Keep going, keep going. Look at the cheeks on. Go down, 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 down,
down.
See the middle picture with the huge cheeks. Look at the fat. Look at who is that?
I feel like Mike's moving the mouse around to pretend that he doesn't see how big your cheeks are in that picture. He's like, I don't know which one is the big cheeks.
Yeah, but you were kind of like, were you like into pop music and everything kind of growing up? Do you know what I mean? Like, it kind of just happens. You sort of don't find your identity, I think, until you're a little bit older.
Dude, it's bad.
But do you know what I mean? Like, you,
yeah,
it looks ridiculous because
you
wouldn't do it. My daughter eventually is going to one day be like, why did I wear eyelashes to touch my forehead?
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Like, right
yeah.
now it means the world to her to wear them. So
it's true, sure. And it's so crazy how you become, I just even... Someone pulled up a video of me and Sarah doing a Stone Science, mm-hmm. probably the first season before we even did it with guests.
Like 6 years ago, let's
like
say.
Like 8 years ago.
Okay.
And my voice was high and like I was so happy. And I remember being like, this like life is so good and like comedy's so good. And I was like looking at myself and I was just sad for this girl. Or I was like excited for her because she's so young, but it's like sad how jaded you get. Is it not?
No. I say the saddest thing about doing stand-up comedy is, sorry, Alex, it's boring.
No, it's not. I love it.
The saddest thing about doing stand-up comedy is not being a fan of stand-up comedy anymore. Any stand-up comedy that came on TV when I was a kid, clean, dirty, whatever it was, I just watched it and loved it. And I thought it was interesting when you were saying that almost apologetically on the bonfire the other day about Dane Cook, and you said something about Dane Cook like twice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Dane Cook. But when I started comedy... I thought Dane Cook was fucking hilarious.
He is.
So I said, but it still holds up to me on that thing. But you were saying like Bo Burnham. When you start a comedy, you almost got to find like the... Actually, I think comedians almost were driven to this kind of like cultish, like I said, Gas Digital, you know, where
yeah,
it's like
we'll
say the things. But I was like, I don't even like living under that moniker. Yeah. It's like, I'm just being funny. I'm not really overthinking it, but like, you have to find that world now. It doesn't exist.
It's so interesting.
So like, when you first start, though, I mean, the people who I would just now be like, yuck, like watching them, when I was young, I was like, like I said, everyone's supposed to hate like Carrot
Top. Well, you look
Top.
Back
when
in your
Carrot
memories.
Top was coming on a show that I was watching, I'd be like, nice.
Yeah, same. Same.
The top's
same.
On.
Yes. Guys, come in. The K's on. You spelled it wrong. The K's here.
K Top's here.
K Top. Yeah.
But he goes, pull out that big old box of props, buddy. I'm ready to lay it all on me. What? You only do impressions? Nice.
After this, we're watching SNL. Life was good, man. You could laugh. I would laugh at
innocent,
everything.
Innocent laughter, and it's gone.
Gone. We got molested out of humor.
I have to watch. I love the cartoons, like the Seth MacFarlane Family Guys and American Dad and all those, because they can go crazy enough that I can laugh at it.
Yes.
That's why I love Impractical Jokers, because it's something I can't compare to anything. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I'd be bad at doing it.
Yeah.
So like, I love watching the tension of that and Jackass.
Yeah.
And Jackass style shit. But like, as far as someone like, man, hitting a killer joke, like I used to feel weird when I'd see Patrice in a room when I was doing comedy, and Soda would tell me this. He goes, I'd watch Patrice watch you, and when you'd hit a good punchline, he'd go, like, he'd just nod his head, and you're like, damn. I remember the first time Mattel watched me, too, he was doing that. He was, like, smoking a cigarette and, like, it wasn't ever going to laugh. It was almost like a...
someone asked me, because I was watching Sandler the other day, and they're like, I didn't see you laughing. And I was like, it wasn't fun. No, I'm just kidding.
Because he's not talented.
No, he was working out shit. A lot of his shit was really good. And even the stuff I thought was good, I wasn't laughing. I was just watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, you do know that it's funny.
You take it in differently.
You
and by the way,
in.
If you watched it, if you were showing it to somebody... you'll laugh.
Yes.
I remember I've gone on a show like my parents.
But in the moment,
you guys
I'm
like
watching
Anthony
the process.
Jeselnik special. I'm like laughing at the special with him, or Bill Burr special. But I just like put it on in the background while I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Even like a Bill Burr special. He was great. You know, I'll just sit there and like just drink it in and be like, wow, that's a good layered bit.
That's good, man.
But I do miss just being able to go like, I would have never thought it's so funny.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell people.
Now it becomes
joke.
The thing where you're like, it was right there. I have done that a million times. You start blaming yourself.
Oh, for not thinking of it?
I seriously think, I have a theory that is why comedians kill themselves. There's just no humor left.
That's true.
There's nothing
Alex,
funny.
Is your stomach getting bigger during the show? Are we watching it happen?
I'm sorry. I did look down and she looked like she was giving birth. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
The shirt went up, her belly was down.
Notice it.
It does like grow by the second. It, like she'll go to sleep and she'll wake up the next morning and it'll be bigger.
Kim's been noticing every change though. Like I went and visited Kim when I was like 8 weeks pregnant and she was the first person to be like, you're showing. I could see it.
I
was like, I don't think so. I really don't think I am. She was like, no, I would be able to tell. Just like it's an auntie thing.
Yeah.
Auntie or artie?
Auntie.
Oh.
And
I think I thought she was calling me autistic. I think it's a little of all three personally, but that's for me, I guess.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our sponsors. You know them. You love them. It's rockauto.com. I'm talking to super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I don't want to tell you a little bit about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop owner, or just somebody working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So one more time, that is rockauto.com, rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But when you buy something from them, just let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. That'll help us out, and we love that. One more time, rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show. No, but I get that. I think literally just being around comedy, my laugh meter is definitely off a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm really excited for Skankfest.
Yeah.
I feel like at Skankfest, the energy is there to a degree where it's like everybody brings it out of each other.
It's desensitization to porn. Same thing.
Yeah.
The point that you need, like, not even necessarily darker stuff, but it's like, I certainly am not going to jerk off to a bra ad like right. I could when I was like a kid.
You need something very new to you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you need to kind of, so it's with comedy, yeah, it's like I got to watch somebody, like, I go into watching, like, Metzger thinking, like, ah, man, he's going to say some funny shit I haven't heard. It's going to make me laugh. You know what I mean? People I get excited for, but, like, for the most part, I'm just like, man, they're good. Or, like, there's something there.
There's something there.
I do that, too. I'm like, yeah, these jokes aren't great, but, like, they should be doing it. Like, they'll figure it out.
Jay, what was your first job? Like, day job, like, your first job ever?
Probably just something like telemarketing. So I never really worked. I always just worked, like, odd, like, construction assistant jobs.
Okay.
Like, wheelbarrowing concrete and bringing this over there and that kind of shit. Like, manual labor stuff. And then when I started doing comedy, I worked at a 7-Eleven overnights for a little bit.
Whoa, Jay at a 7-Eleven?
I know, not even a Wawa.
The graveyard shift?
The graveyard shift at the 11?
Man. I just unloaded everything that my friends they wanted. Cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. I knew someone in my hometown recently that worked at 7-Eleven. Every time I went in, she's like, just go.
Oh, I go, grab the hot dogs. I'll put a new batch of hot dogs on.
Yeah.
Crush that nacho cheese.
As you should.
Slurpee out the ass.
Slurpee out the ass. In high school, I had a Slurpee every single day at 7-Eleven my senior year, and I was in TV productions. It was my first class. And then at the end of the year, we like did the morning news for the school. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, the teacher did like a crazy, like, but like, this is the bloopers from throughout the year. Not even the students know they're going out. And she did like an individual blooper for each member of the production. And then when it came up to mine, it was like me doing all the bloopers. And then my nickname, she gave everyone a nickname and it just said Miss Slurpee. And I was like, well, this is not going to be
that's
good.
Not, yeah. With no explanation?
No explanation. Just Miss Slurpee. It's I'm Ms. like Slurpee. Fooling around.
The funniest nickname in all of high school.
I was eating a hot dog in the clip. It froze. It was bad.
Just biting the middle of a banana.
Yeah.
That's fucking. And then I started doing comedy. Then I started driving I would dress up at kids' parties and then drive strippers and escorts to bachelor parties.
That was all part of the same company, right?
That's wild. Hilarious that that's the same company. The ladies that came out of cakes?
No. This was like strippers, pretty hardcore stripping, and then also probably you could pay them and everyone take turns.
Picture you driving some like Lainey's girls.
These are Lainey's style.
It was literally the same girls.
I felt the same level of around them.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be way into it because I was just like, again, like fat, insecure kid. And I'm like, you're going to get naked. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll end up hooking up somehow. And then by the time you're driving them home, even if they didn't fuck for money, you're just like, it's such a sad world.
Yeah.
It's just a weird, weird
getting
world.
To know them in the car, making small talk.
Yeah.
Hearing things.
When they're
I'm
sweet,
sure.
It's sad.
Huh?
When they're sweet, you're like, oh.
Yeah, they were all, yeah, they were, some of them were pretty hard, but most of them were actually like pretty sweet. But it's just like you driving home, you just hear like, just trying to get those kids back from social services or whatever. Oh, God.
You're like, why are you so itchy? She's like, just my C-section scar. He's like, oh.
You're not crazy. And I watched one, like, deteriorate through time.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, I stopped doing it for a while, and then I just needed some money. So I was like, all right, and, like, it was like 2 years later, maybe. I was like, all right, because this is one of those jobs. It's so weird. You could literally just, at the time, go in the phone book and call, like, a stripper company and be like, do you need drivers? And they'll be like, yeah, come to this apartment now. It was always shifty. It's very shady.
You call, you're like, do you need drivers? They're like, yeah, you're 20 minutes late. It's like, oh, sorry, I'll be right
very shady. And I went to this guy's place, and he was like, you're going to drive my cousin. She'll be here in like 15 minutes. And when she walked in, it was the first girl I ever drove, who I had a crush on, I would say. She was so pretty, and she was just all drugged out. And like, I remember when she was, everyone was fawning over her the first time.
When your family's been pimping you, first of all. I mean, her cousin was the guy who you called to make an appointment with her.
But the very first time I took her out, like, she was gorgeous. The guys were, like, so stoked that she was there. And, like, the last time I took her, it was her and another girl. And the guys were, in my earshot, like, making fun of her. Because she looked so like kind of like haggard and beat up. And
that
I was like,
so sad.
And I was like, damn, man, this was the girl. And by the way, that night, we were sitting on a couch at one point. And she dug her toes like under my ass, which was like flirty. And I was like, no, not now.
Catch it 10 years ago, sister.
Three. Maybe two or three.
I was going to say, yeah, they age like presidents. It couldn't have been as much time as it sounds like.
Maybe 2 years.
Age like presidents.
Maybe 2 years, but drugs got her, yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. I always think of when Patrice says that women age like bananas.
Oh, yeah.
So mean.
White women age like bananas.
It's true, like fucking avocados. I think we have some fun hypotheticals for Jay.
We do.
Can we pull them off?
I'm all about it.
Oh, yeah. We have some good ones. I got asked some that really fucked me up recently.
I like when they really make you go to a thinking process.
Yeah, yeah. These aren't too smart, but they're fun.
I think, yeah, I like this first one. I think it's good to, like, ease us into things.
Okay.
Because it's a good conversation we could have. Is having sex with yourself gay or masturbation?
If you're able to put your own dick in your butt?
If there's, I guess, you're...
And would you put your own dick in your butt, or would you put your dick in your butt?
I was picturing there being a clone of you that you're having sex with. I don't know why.
Would you put your dick in your clone's butt, or would you let your clone put your clone's dick in your butt too?
Would you take turns?
Or would you go back?
First of all, would you fuck your clone?
Are you
No, yeah, I'd step out on fucking the clone altogether. But if I could dock my own dick into my own asshole, I probably would have done it. Before, yeah.
Yeah, you would have given it.
I've never tried because it's not going to happen. Although I think I'm getting close to being able to put a ball in there.
A ball?
One ball.
Oh, it's sagged far enough that it could go back?
I think the
sack
might
be... If you sit on it and push forward enough and clench your cheeks, you can suck it up there.
Right in, yeah.
It'd be fun if you get
a no-hand swallow.
It'd be good. It'd be really good if you could get so good at it that you can go and pop it in and out.
Breathe with your
butthole.
Well,
you saw that. That was like a meme or something that was going around? Can you see if you find that, Mike? It's funny. The guy farting out his two balls in slow-mo.
Oh, no.
No.
It's one of the funniest
things. My algorithm's a little different than yours.
No, that is not a meme going around.
Is that a meme going around? Mike, look up very popular memes. I bet if you look up guy farting out his balls.
Very popular.
It's going to be Charlie
memes.
From TikTok and some dude farting out his balls. That's nuts. But
because, yeah, I saw a girl. She was lip-syncing to Madonna, and then a guy farted out his balls.
That is fucking intense.
Dude, by the way, I would give my clone the business. I don't know what to say.
I'd fuck myself.
I would fuck my clone, like, more comfortably than I could fuck any other girl on this planet.
But I
She's
do think
me.
The question of that, if you're fucking a clone, I would believe that
it's
is gay. I would say...
Is it incest?
No.
I don't think it's gay. I think it's, like, self-love in a way.
Well, it's science fiction is what it really is. So, in playing by those rules...
You're right. Thank you for bringing us back down. You
know what? I think the act would, I think, be considered gay, not incest, but I think fucking your own butt with your dick in like a gas pump kind of way is masturbation, I would say.
I agree with that.
I agree with all of that, except for I think it is more incest than gay.
I don't.
You're your own family. You're your own genes. You're like the closest
but
family
it's not,
you have.
This isn't
if you're
like a girl
separating.
Who I grow up with, who I grew up with.
If
and
you
spent,
found your long lost
me.
Twin brother, would you fuck him and be like, "Well, we didn't grow up together."
No.
And do we have an assimilated mind? Are we all?
We have an assimilated mind in my.
Okay, so we're going.
Situations.
Oh, in my
that is more masturbatory.
In my situation, it was separate minds.
And you
got
to convince your clone to fuck you.
Yeah, if you have a clone, they're not going to telepathically speak.
Oh, no. If my clone had the same mind that I had at the moment that I cloned her, then she'd be down to fuck me.
Yeah, same. But if they're
I
separate.
I don't have to convince
her
of anything.
If my clone was throwing at me, I'd be like, man, my clone's all sexed up for some reason.
Yeah,
what's up with this guy?
I'd be upset that I had a horny clone.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
settle down.
Of it.
Yeah. You're like, please. Is that how I act?
I just want to hang out with you.
Not you giving your clone the ick. Too horny
That's
for
so funny.
It.
He goes, yeah, he goes, what's the deal? Is it all about fucking with you? I thought we'd have very equal video games against each other. And
oh, so fun. A day with your clone?
Just a bunch of ties and basketball.
A day with your a day with Big J?
A day with Big J? Featuring Big J and Big J?
Featuring Big J and Big J. So fun. That'd be a good comedy show.
It sounds like fun, but your clone would never think of a joke that you couldn't have thought of yourself.
Yeah, but then
I mean?
You can go on stage and you can be like,
oh, yeah, Run DMC.
My clone will host, my clone will open, and I'll headline.
You could do like
and
the prestige.
Could
do,
oh, I thought you were gonna go on together. Dude, watch out, Sklar Brothers. You better hope to God we don't get our hands on a clone machine.
You just finger up each other's asses telling jokes.
Me and my clone are gonna be straight fucking and selling out theaters.
Now your clone being your soulmate. that would be the true soulmate. It's someone who wants everything you want at
everything
the exact same time. When you're horny, they're horny. When you want
to
eat, they want
to
eat.
I have to go away again this weekend. I know, and I understand.
Me too. I'll be there. I'm your clone.
Dude, we're going to be fucking out there. Gay incest fucking.
Okay, so yeah. All right, cool. So we figured it out. I do feel like if the jeans are too close, it's a little more. It's like you're fucking a family member.
The jeans aren't too close. They are exact.
That's why they're too close.
But you can't get your clone pregnant, so it doesn't. Yeah. There's no real danger
it's
of that incest.
It's different than fucking your identical twin sister. She's not. She's your clone. She's you.
She's her own person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. That's incest.
That's incest.
We had a couple of twins in here. Not twins, cousins. Girls who do lesbian incest on SDR show last week.
First cousins.
Stoked on it.
No.
Stoked on it.
Were they hot?
One wasn't.
The pause was a little long.
Yeah, well, because one was not for sure. The other one was, but she had a lot of things go. One, she was a professional queefer.
Imagine fucking your ugly cousin.
Which was awesome.
That's annoying.
You have to fuck your ugly
Which
cousin.
Was awesome. Her body was great. She was cute, but she had hairy armpits.
Professional queefer?
Yeah, she can queef on command.
I think that she is playing the world, okay? I think that if Kim or I tried right now for real, which I'm not going to do because getting into a weird position on the floor.
And like
right.
sucking air in your pussy.
But I think anybody could queef on demand.
It's easy to queef.
She's
if playing. You understand how gravity and air and holes work, you can queef.
I agree.
I know physics well enough to queef.
Yeah. We are smart enough to queef.
She just...
Genius queefers,
you're
looking
at today. She just jumped in. And, well, get in the game, gals.
Genius queefers.
She did have to get into some... She queefed out a match. That was pretty good.
Oh, she queefed out a match?
Oh, yeah, but can she do it and light it?
Can she relight it?
Not me and my clone. Damn.
Yeah, how much does she get per queef? I mean, I need some money, bro.
Here, I think nothing. But I don't know. I don't know what her queef rate is.
She queefed for free?
She queefed for free. Well, it's more of a marketing tool.
Free queefa.
Yeah,
that's a good name.
For Queen La Queefa.
Queen La Queefa.
No, she was white. Nerdy, and then obviously very troubled and damaged because she's
fucking her cousin.
Stoked on having sex with her cousin.
What did they say about
rather do that?
They really seemed super into each other. Like it wasn't just like we figured out that we could make a ton of money by being cousins who fuck.
They were turned on by each other.
I don't know how much. I guess they are doing some OnlyFans stuff together. No, they seem like they're into it at the expense of like she can't go home for Thanksgiving.
She said. Neither of them can.
I think the one.
Or the family.
Can. I think the ugly one can.
Duh.
She's ugly already got it bad enough.
Family supports her, and then mom's sister is like, why are our daughters having sex?
So there's
one of them can't come. So, yeah.
Oh,
the
shit.
The one with the hairy armpits.
She's out.
She's the queefer. She's out.
She
also.
Well, you can't have a queefer at Thanksgiving.
Also, when she jumped on the show, I'm always a little weirded out when, like, separate your worlds if you're in that thing. But, like, she came in quick with the quickness to be like, so my four kids are blah, blah, blah. Like,
oh no.
Really?
She's like, oh, Jesus, lady.
Not her
stop.
Fucking her cousin for fun, and she has four kids.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Not for fun, for money.
And seemingly
no,
fun.
No, I think for fun, they're for saying. Fun. They're saying they just hook up.
No.
Yeah.
How about
it wasn't making
girls?
Anybody stoked, so. Where do we find them?
Yeah.
I think the answer is always Lainey.
Lainey.
Yeah.
Lainey was... That's crazy.
Lainey.
That said,
is...
though, not to give Lainey her due, she also found us a nurse yesterday. Just a nurse. Not a sucking and fucking nurse. Not a nurse of sex. Just
fair,
a nurse.
It was her nurse.
It was, in fact, her nurse.
It was her nurse.
It was her nurse.
For the girls.
Right.
No, I think it was like her personal nurse. She'll get anybody to come on the SDR show.
That's so funny.
Really good at her job.
That's
she
hilarious.
Really wants to make sure we get those people on SDR show. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our sponsors from the makers of Yo Kratom. It's Yo Delta. Right now, I'm talking to responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Maybe you're not sure if you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal. And to that, I say, that's what the internet exists for, baby. Look it up. Find out if Delta 8 is legal in your state. And then if it is, head directly to YoDelta.com and get yourself some of this shit. What's Delta 8, you're asking yourself? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states, and it gets you high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I was enjoying them profusely. Is that the right word? I was enjoying them heavily all the time before I got pregnant. I'll tell you right now, I could seriously go for a good old Delta 8 gummy. That shit would rock my socks off. And you know what? Right after I give birth... Delta 8, up the ass. I'm taking it in every hole, dude. Delta 8 is all I want, bro. But for you guys who could do the shit whenever you want, why not right now? Now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, head to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that YoDelta works and these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one more time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super fucking high. All right, let's get back to the show.
All right, Alex, let's bust out another question. That one was good.
Okay. Would you rather fuck Christine, but she's in your mom's body, or fuck your mom, but she's in Christine's body?
Mm-mm. That's a good one.
Oof, that is a great one.
Christine in my mom's body.
So you'd be looking at your mom physically, but it's Christine mentally.
But the fact that it is Christine.
That's a good person's answer.
She can keep reminding me that. She can keep
Your mom just saying, I'm Christine over and over again. I'm Christine.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm Christine.
Mom, you're being so cool about this.
I'm Christine. At some point, you start wondering if it's your mom faking it.
Really, my mom's doing a bad Christine laugh. She's like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, that's not how...
You do, you're like, to prove you're Christine, say all my secrets while we're having sex. you like a finger in your butt. You like a finger in your butt.
Rather than my mom and Christine's body going like, is this how you do it?
She's critiquing you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should suck the clit more.
Christine's got quite a prominent clitoris.
Oh, Jason, not like that. Thrust me harder. Thrust me harder, Jason. Christine, why are you doing that accent? Why are you?
I want to make it authentic, you know? Trying to bring you the whole experience.
Yeah, I think that is a good man's answer, the way you answered. You've got to do the mom's body.
It's
you
much
can also
less
close
selfish,
your eyes
yeah.
for a lot of it. You have to see a little bit in this hypothetical.
Sure.
You have to get in, but you can...
Listen, even
no, the
if
bad always has
it,
to be the bad and the would you rather.
You're
the
gonna
bad
gonna
has to be
it.
Bad.
You're going to notice that it's that those are not your girlfriend's pussy lips.
Yeah, you can say I've
pussy
no,
flaps,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Christine and my mom, very similar pussy lips, so I can get past that.
I love that.
They always say you go for your mom's pussy lips.
Almost clone-like.
You almost go for a girl with your mom's pussy lips.
Hey, if you want to know what your girl's pussy's going to look like when she gets old, look at your mom.
Look at your mom's pussy. That's an old pussy, right?
Hey. What's the next one, Alex?
Oh, man. Okay. Would you rather have sex with a 1, but the sex is like off the charts amazing for some reason, or a 10, and it's just fine?
A 1.
Same. I mean, is the 1, is it hygienic still?
Well, it's a true 1. We'll say that.
Well, that's just ugly to me. It doesn't mean stinky.
It doesn't necessarily.
It usually always
mean
means
stinky.
Ugly to me.
Yeah.
Too.
I don't
like,
think
it's
hygiene.
Looks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a fucking 1 who throws down.
But
yeah,
don't ugly absolutely. People just kind of look stinkier? Even?
They do, but if
I think I'm
not,
a 4 that throws down, so I dwell in the world.
Yeah, they do look stinkier, but if they're not, they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've fucked a 10 that can't fuck good. Haven't we all?
Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we all fucked Lewis. Adonis.
Haven't we all?
Fucks like a chump.
Yeah, honestly.
The Adonis who fucks like a chump. That's his 6 nickname. Lewis, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. The Adonis who fucks like a chump.
Show your love.
Gomez! Jay in there, too. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I actually think it's probably realistic in the world that hotter people fuck worse. Pretty much in general, honestly.
They yeah.
Well, I've made that argument to him, and I've had people argue it against me because I've definitely fucked attractive girls who know how to fuck. So it's not like I think there's just more of a chance of someone who's like gorgeous
that fucked more.
Being not that they fucked more, I think not being not as good at fucking because they're like part of the win for the person fucking them is like they know they're hot, so they're like you're getting the fuck like this, and they're not necessarily
they have
good
to prove.
At. Yeah.
Like a girl who's like a 3 is going to be like, I got to show this guy that he's going to want to come back for a second.
Yes. Yes, Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, because you want more cock. So you're like, I need to do good so this happens again.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I think that there might be ugly bitches out there totally like outshining girls like me and you. Yeah,
I've had some fantastic times with girls that I was like much less attracted to than I've had some times with like a girl I was very attracted to, and it was just like a nervous sea.
Mike nodding the hardest I've ever seen him nod. I'm sorry. I had to sell him out on that. I just saw his head bop. I'm like,
yeah, Mike, you just really miss fucking ugly chicks.
Alex, get him. Alex, get him. You had a lot to live up, you know, to live up to in Mike's eyes. He liked you for so long.
It's true.
So that for, yeah, but that's a, yeah, fucking with like, Mike used to love fucking ugly girls, is that what you said?
Yeah, I said, no, I asked if he misses it.
No, but you know what's funny?
Not him in trouble in the back. I mean, Christine, I can't believe he nodded that hard. I was like, his hat flew off of his forehead and came back down.
Me and Christine had an argument one time over somebody who said they wanted to hook up with us, and I was like, I was for it, actually. I was like, yeah, sure. The girl, neither of us were super attracted to, but like she was super down, and I'm like, I bet it'll be fun. In hindsight, I'm glad it didn't happen because I actually like, I think when I saw it in person, the situation, I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Right.
But what she couldn't get, she was like, we've hooked up with plenty of like pretty women before. Like, why do you want to do this? Because she was like, I don't really want to. I'm like, really? Not at all? And I was like, oh, because this is one where I'm like, they're going to be stoked to be fucking me. Do you know what I mean? Like in my mind, for sure. Not that it's not the case other times, but I know for sure in my mind, I'm like, I could tell this girl's like really wants to fuck
me. The pretty like, women feel like... feel like they're conquering you, and the one below that feel like you're conquering them, and that's a different thing on like the side of your girlfriend. That makes sense.
Because
then you're like, you can't
entirely
be this girl's daddy. That's like the situation. And then she's like looking like, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But she didn't get why I was. She was like, why do you want to do this if you're not even that attracted to her? I'm like, oh, because like,
she's going to be so stoked.
Yeah, she's going to be so into it. Where it's like, we've hooked up with some pretty girls who are like,
I'm doing her a favor for a second.
Yeah.
Be surprised how many girls say they want to have a threesome and really don't want to do much with a girl. Interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Does that become
by that
a problem?
We kind of find out. You can find that out beforehand, though, and then like, just it's not the deal.
Yeah, you have to be like, bitch. You have to like vagina.
Yeah, you got to be in there where it ain't gonna work out.
These are girls who just want to fuck you, and they're like, if the only way I could do it is if his girlfriend's there, I'll deal with it.
They're like,
we've never gotten that far, but
they're like, this is Christine sucking your dick. Yeah.
But there's been situations where like
with their
it hasn't happened because they were like, oh, like I would like, I'd come like and hang with you guys, but like do I have to do stuff?
See,
like,
I'd be
girl?
Scared like, to get into a threesome with a guy and a girl because I'd be scared I'd puss out and then I'd make the girl feel bad.
Interesting.
You know what's funny? A girl told me a story of that, not someone I hooked up, but a girl told me a story about doing it with her ex-boyfriend. She brought her friend and wanted to watch him fuck her. And she got nervous, and then she was like, oh, I just sort of sucked. It was like I just blew him while she like said nice things in the background.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, hey.
Oh, it got really personal.
Wow.
They just started talking over a fire, a crackling fire. A little bit of cum on their breath.
Just a little bit. Tad. Dash of cum.
I think we have one more, right?
We have one more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather have sex...
We kind of talked about this one, I think.
Would you rather have sex with your mom watching you or with 25 other people who are not your mom watching you?
25 other people.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want to do that.
What if it's 25 comedy fans?
He likes to have an audience.
Oh, yeah. Now he's doing
me?
Bits.
No, for sure not. No,
now you're doing crowd work.
I would hate that, but my mom watching me seems like a nightmare.
That sounds like the worst
possibility. Yeah, 25 strangers sucks. But
what
it's lesser of the two evils for me.
What if it was your mom listening only or 25 strangers? Like she's in the room and she can only hear. She's blindfolded, but she can hear and you can't. And you have to go hard.
I was gonna say, do you know
say,
she's there?
There
you be as quiet as possible.
There's gotta be slopping and popping.
That's a great description. I really enjoyed that wordplay. Let me get past that and then we think about the question. Slopping and popping. Put that in the old file.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm truly impressed with myself on that one.
Because that's all I'm fixated on. So slopping and popping.
That's what you
place,
do, right?
I'm going to find a place to say that in life somewhere.
Let's slop and pop, baby.
Yeah, for sure. Damn.
That's better, right?
If she's in the room still, but she can only hear.
Yeah, she can hear and smell.
That is better. She's low sense smell. Damn, that does make it much harder.
For some reason, there's no air conditioning happening in the room.
There's
either.
No air conditioning. It's a hot room. It's your mom with...
Is there AC with the 25 people?
Yeah.
And but they're fans.
The 20 people are fans.
No, the AC is a fan.
And the people are fans.
Ooh, not strangers.
Not strangers.
They know who I am.
They know who you are. So they're also going to keep coming to shows. They're going to go to Skankfest every year.
Male fans, female fans, or a mishmash?
Mishmash.
Mishmash.
This is good.
The only good answer was male fans. I would have just done that and be like, your guys' asses are awful too.
Yeah. Sure. Also, yeah, like...
but the mishmash now, there's women looking at my fucking dump butt.
But you're allowed to go hoodie on, nothing underneath. This
I could Pooh Bear it?
You could Pooh Bear it.
But I can't cover the top.
Yeah, you could Winnie the J.
I'm going to tell you this. J the Pooh.
You have to be eating honey also.
Shirt on.
You're like, you know what? Bring my mom in with the crowd now. This is getting fun.
Just so you know where my guy's security is, or insecurity, I should say, rather, is I never pictured this scenario without me wearing a shirt. But you're right. Shirt. Shirt off for mom. Shirt on for the 25 people. But below, nothing. I think I'm with the 25 fans just seeing my ass. I mean, my dick's going to be buried, dog. Knuckle me, Mike. My dick, oh, that's going to be right in front of my balls bouncing off that butt. Right, Mike?
I like that the knuckles keep coming at awkward times.
Yeah. Mike, am I right? I can't feel the glass. Mike, yeah?
Yeah.
Make it look cool in post.
It looks like when a baby's trying to touch a monkey at the zoo. Fuck, yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I don't know. I'd feel weird with people watching me have sex. I personally would probably choose my mom listening.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Than the 25 people. What about you? Actually, the 25 people might turn me on in a like slutty way where it's like these were the two choices and this was my only other choice. And it's like kind of freaky and it might not look that bad. It never looks as good as you think it's going to look.
It's not going to look bad. But my thing is also something you're not considering in the question, which could change my answer, I'm thinking. The reason you'd think you would choose your mom is because you're a girl, she's a girl. There's some sort of a thing there. You could talk to your mom about sex. And now, if you're asking me if my dad was blindfolded but in the room could hear, I'd choose that probably.
Yeah, you'd have him hold your waist while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
And high five it, you tag him in.
Yeah, be the father you never were for me and help me learn how to ride this thing.
Can you help me on this thing?
Yeah, he goes, Dad, I think I'm ready to fuck by myself. He goes, I let go a long time ago.
You cry and come.
We're doing it.
Not your dad saying he let go a long time ago, being the thing that pushes you over the orgasm edge.
Finally.
I guess I'm letting go too. And that's, and then.
Son, complete on that woman. Yes, Papa.
It's like the end of Star Wars.
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. Holy shit. Well, Jay, this was the best episode. We're so happy we got you back on.
I always love to hang with you guys.
You're the best. You're so funny. Where can people find you?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. After Skankfest, I'm on the road straight through to March, I think.
Hell yeah. We're going to be together in December as well, too.
You're closing out the year. Right down the road from Lewis and Dave doing the...
It's the big competition.
It's the 3 hours of driving
Kim
contest.
Kim and Jay versus Lewis and Dave. Who else is doing it with us?
I bet a lot of people do both, though, also, because that's only the one night, and we're doing three nights in San Diego. I think Jason Ellis!
I think
it's
on the show,
so it's going to be a fun hang. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good New Year's. Come out, you guys.
We're going to get the intel for Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
For his fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Always fun to work with Kimmy. Kimmy just killed in fucking Vegas. It was so fun.
That shit was so fun.
Having that crowd pop for you was such a cool thing.
That almost made me cry on stage.
Yeah, they were so stoked. Well, no, I felt that first time Ari brought me out in front of a big crowd of his, and they popped for me. I was like, oh, shit, because I've never been in front of a crowd that big who seemed to all know who I was.
Yeah.
That was the coolest feeling. So I was in the back smiling when that happened, when they were like, Kim Khan, they went, they lost it.
It was awesome. Really cool.
I love that.
It was really, really cool. I was really excited. The fans, also this demographic of fans is the best, like truly the best comedy fans
best comedy
in
fans.
The entire
they
world.
They get it.
So we love you guys. Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like this show, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code TOPIX, T-O-P-I-X. You'll get a free trial with access to every single episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chat, and more.
You can probably find her anywhere now with that gut.
Pound it, Mike.
Mike.
No, he won't do it.
He's got to hear it at home now.
He knows better.
Why'd you knuckle Jay on that last one?
So you want to fuck ugly girls and you knuckle Jay, huh?
And you think I'm fat now.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank. And if you like this podcast, leave a comment, share with a friend, review. Check out our merch. See you guys at Skankfest, or this will be after Skankfest.
Probably.
All right. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.